Amen.
Хорошо, еще раз, дорогие.
Okay, beloved.
Всем привет, родные.
Hello to all of you. I've missed you all. You know, I haven't been here for a week. Very unique things happening when I was away. Let's welcome our virtual church at the moment, our international audience. We're happy to serve you and minister to you, and happy to be with you online broadcasting. So, today I want to talk to you about, I'll say this, everything in our life is always moving, evolving, as if it's one big message. How do we see freedom from this nonsense and horrible and wrong theories that we were born in and that we've been given, pushed into us, and now you just live with it? This is life. No, excuse me, that's your life. Maybe I should try my own life. No, you can't. You're crazy if you can do that. What do you mean I'm crazy? If I want to try things my own, just do everything my way. You say that's crazy? You know what? They usually say you have to do as all the other previous generations have done. We live and use the inventions of those that were being, you know, persecuted, and then eventually it was all accepted. We eventually accepted, isn't it so? Yesterday I was sitting and watching one program. I love educational programs. I don't know why. I can't watch nonsense. So everything else is just garbage. And you know, I like these things, educational, wonderful things that make your brain work a little harder. They had this phrase, do you know that we live right now? If you take 1,000 years back, then we live in the supernatural according to those people that lived 1,000 years ago. Listen to me. Not just a little bit. Supernatural. No, completely supernatural, according to the mindset and opinions of those people that lived 1,000 years ago. Everything that you have, beginning with your phone, finishing up with your car, and it functions in your house, you live in a supernatural thing. The radio itself, I remember revelation of when they finally invented the radio. How do you transmit sound waves? It was shocking. The people were going insane. How is it that you can transfer the voice? The short waves and the long waves and the voices transmitted, and then what? All these waves, sound waves, frequencies. Then we started getting pictures. Now is information like the internet. You know, we live in the supernatural. For us, it's natural, isn't it so? And again, we're speaking against those that want to live somewhere else and something else. It's a very interesting thing. The message is called Destruction of Images. I like this. This name describes everything where we're going to head. You know, this one moment comes, and Jesus told me to do this one thing. A couple of years ago, he said, can you renounce everything? I said, Jesus, I will renounce the bad things. He says, Sonny, you don't get me. Can you renounce or give away everything? I said, Jesus, I ask you to take everything that is bad away. Jesus continues asking me, Sonny, can you give me everything? Because even your good things are not even mine. What you think is good is absolutely, does not matter in the eyes of God. Because sometimes what he tells you, it is so bad. But afterwards is so good. You understand what I'm saying? We have to stop living by images. What are these images? Images are, it's a program that has been downloaded. We've talked about it before on many different sites. Today we're going to see another unique side of it all. We've talked about by looking at an image, you are transformed into that image. We've talked about it. Today we'll go into different things. How do you destroy these images that are already inside of you? Yeah, okay, it's wonderful to look at something different, but when something's already been done to you, you're in some sort of image, what do you do with this? They already told you, this is an ideal family. I add ideal for you. Why is it that people come and say, you have to have children? Some people, they shouldn't have children. Oh, look at this. Everybody's home? It's all good? Some people are not meant to have children. For instance, as an example, everybody's just smiling all of a sudden. And our stereotype, and your people with stereotype in common always say, why don't you have any children? No, are you going to have any? We don't know. How is that? We are the generation that has been destroyed by stereotypes. Jesus continues telling me, Sonny, can you renounce everything? I said, Lord, okay, if I give everything away, there'll be even the good things. He says, I want you to hear this from me. Are you getting it, not getting it? You'll get it. You know, I've looked through the Bible and in the history. These are my own findings. Why, right now, the generation, churches, everything is weak, has no power, basically has nothing, because we are the second generation. We are the grandchildren of the anointed men and women. I've touched down upon this message in Lithuania, but I want to tell you, God does not have, cannot have a second generation. He can only have children that know Him. The second generation is completely lost generation. Are you getting it now? If I am your teacher, if I am, what does the Bible tell us? Not call anybody teachers or Lord or Father. Why? Because it's good, yes. I know from part and I see from part, but how can you call me a teacher if I'm a student that knows a little bit more than you, maybe? This is why Jesus said, learn from each other. Take whatever it is you need, but do not confirm everybody as the teacher. Do not make him a teacher. He is your teacher. Who told you that in the church we have to come together as groups? Who told you that I understand this is wonderful. It's great. It's a great stereotype. It's wonderful. Why not come together? You know, church has been born to go through all walls, all, you know, limitations and understandings. Someone painted these images for us, and now I am going into church. You mean you're going to yourself? Church is you. I'm going to go into myself. That's wonderful. It says that, you know, study yourself and just, you came into a building. Forget it. If there's not going to be a building, we'll get together somewhere else in hiding or whatnot. We're listening to messages through text messages. You know, when I don't want to destroy this stereotype of life as we see it completely. You have been born and they gave you something. They taught you something, gave you something, and you know what? You want that, what God did not tell you. God, I am dreaming I'm going to be a pastor, and you don't even notice that you're a pastor, but in a completely different image, in different context. You're sitting on the internet and you might have more influence on the internet than you do, than some pastors do. Did you drink coffee this morning or no? Say hallelujah. Say hallelujah. My God, we're going to move the service to 12. Give me coffee. Stereotypes, images, perversion. Says, Sonny, can you say no to that? You know why I preach this way? Because I renounce the typical format of preaching. This is how I preach, and don't you dare copying me, because then there will be an image that will not work with you. You understand me? We cannot build images. You know why God would always say, do not create an image. You feel where I'm heading with this? Because as soon as you make up an image, there's a cult. You know what a denomination is? It's a cult that is based upon certain image of God. Pentecostal, Baptist, Charismatic, Lutherans, and on and on and on and on and on and on. Soon we're going to have the deep divers. Why would we just be in the river? I want to be scuba diving now. with a mask, with scuba. We're going to go deeper in God. Beloved, stop. You are creating a cult upon the image. And God said, I will not let you see me physically, in the physical form. By looking at His glory, you know that we can only see His image in the glory, because that image will transform, but you will see a physical form, and then you'll create a cult. Now they have everybody, for instance, you know, worship Mother Mary or Peter. Are you here? Did I come home or somewhere else? What's up? Smile. Be happy. Destroy all these images. Cry out hallelujah once in a while. Look, nobody cried it out. That was, you know, I allow you to do that, by the way. Our life from the very childhood, when we start remembering ourselves, is controlled by images. We see them. We are taught to desire these things and to strive towards them. Even right now, we're surrounded by images. Quite a few people that are in real problems and downfalls and poverty and on, because of the images and desires, they had those things and they desired them. That's what brought them into that poverty. You know why you think you're poor? Because someone told you that is good, that is rich, and you were trying to get there, and now you're bankrupt. And you know why you have destruction in your ministry? Because someone told you that is the image of the minister, and that was nonsense. It wasn't even his image, he copied somebody else. God wants to reveal to you your image. You cannot copy anyone, only Him. He is my teacher. Only He is my God. He is my Father. Every one of you, what does the Bible tell us? Our brothers. Yes, there are older brothers and there are younger brothers. That's not a problem. But the most important teacher, you know, it's like in my family. There's a daughter, son, and then there's a young daughter. You know that they work with my young daughter, the two older ones. They teach her, they feed her. But as soon as I come in, authority changes, transfers onto me. You understand what I'm saying, right? They, for her right now, they are like me when I'm not there. If she calls them mama, for instance, to my Ilana, she'll call her mom. You understand the level of this revelation. I speak to you simple things. That's why it says, do not call anybody father, because you can work with my younger children while daddy does not come home. We have these, you know, the popes and the moms and spiritual bosses, God, quote unquote. What's up with that? I'll say this. I'm your teacher until daddy's somewhere away. And then he needs to start speaking to you. This is what I tell you. I'm teaching you. I'm telling you certain things, but you have to go and talk to your father one-on-one. For instance, my daughter tells to Ilana, I want certain things. And she says, this is not my level of authority. You have to go speak to the father. And then she comes and asks, Father, can I have this, this, and this, and this? You understand? My daughter Ilana does not throw the keys into the car from the car and throws it to her to the 4-year-old. Says, "Okay, you can take it. Why not?" You understand? What is it not to call anybody your father or teacher? Because we know from part and we comprehend and prophesy in part. And I don't want you to be my teacher, and I really don't want you to invest everything into me. Some say I don't listen to anybody besides Pastor Andre. Woe to you if you do that. Because I make mistakes just like everybody else. I also am heading and moving in God and studying from older brothers just like you. But my teacher, ultimate teacher, my true teacher is my father. First generation church. I've noticed this thing through my own research. Everyone that was used by God, everyone personally heard from God. You know what? Apostolic Church of the First Days died right there and then, because the second generation started listening to apostles, not God. You didn't get it? It's quiet. You guys are probably glitching. They started listening to apostles. They didn't have the Bible. They started writing each other letters. Can I live without any letters? Can I just talk to the one that sends these letters out and these revelations, huh? This is a serious revelation. What do you mean? What, we shouldn't read the Bible? Read it. But you have to know the author of the book, personally. You understand me, right? And from there, you will be filled with images that will destroy you eventually. Exactly. Some people make idols from everything, including the Bible and apostles. They idol worship. How many times did I hear this? So what if God told you this? Read what's written in the scripture. I don't get it. What about the ones that wrote all of it? They didn't have these scriptures. I'm saying this on purpose. I told you before that Apostle Paul didn't read the letters from Apostle Paul. Let's read the book of Hebrew. It was a letter. It wasn't even meant to be like a book. Beloved, let's wake up and understand that some sort of degree, the Bible, your Bible, if you don't understand it properly, it will prevent you from encountering the true life God. This is spoken for grown-ups. I understand you're thinking that I'm crazy. Go ahead. Grown-up people understand. This is for the wise, for the spiritually wise. Really, you read the Bible, and if you put it aside and say, Lord, reveal to me exactly what you mean, what this is. I don't want to read about their signs and wonders. I want to read about mine. I want to see mine that you're going to do through me. You have to be amazed, because the Bible says you'll place hands on the sick and they will be healed. Stop. Disciples put their hands upon the sick. Were they healed? Yes. Did Jesus say it? Yes. Who told you that? You understand why the Bible doesn't work with you. You're placing hands on the sick. Did Jesus tell you? It is written. No. Jesus told me, put everything aside. Let me tell you this. And whatever I tell you, it will work with you. And we are crying and whining our whole life that it doesn't work. Why? Because you're feeding from not the right source, from the second generation. You have to feed from the main source. Look how quiet it is. Hello. Maybe it's about time to start using our teeth and eating a little harder food. We should grow up, stop, you know, suckling milk. Stop. Anointed milk. What? I'm home. I speak like it is. Say hallelujah. God never had a problem for you to use the things in this earth and all the wonderful things that He has created. We understand that. But God always had a problem with those that live according to this world, is fed off the images from this world. You're full of the images of this world and worldly things, and you're striving towards that. You guys didn't place the time. I don't know what time it is. You guys didn't give me the clock. I have no idea, because I will speak for 2.5 hours, and I have no idea what time the clock says. And we're like in eternity. You guys, I've been speaking for 20 minutes now. We're going to speak till kingdom come. Oh, there's the clock. There's my clock. Hallelujah. Now, at least I know where I am, according to the navigation. So, James 4:4. Well, you aren't faithful wives and breaking your marriages. Do you not know that being the world's friend is being God's enemy? Look. Do you not know that being the world's friend is being God's enemy? So whoever chooses to be friend of the world takes a stand as an enemy of God.
True.
The world with all of it things, but you allowed yourself to drive a nice car. Stop. This was done without putting much effort into it. Just spitting and you get, or sneezing, you get 3 cars. It was just happened, but you, for 3 years, you're collecting money. Your children are neglected. You're not spending time with them or buying them things because you're collecting money. You're perverted. You're depriving your family from joy and things that they require. You're collecting money to buy some sort of piece of garbage that's not going to last forever. In the meantime, your children are not clothed and not fed. You have been given life. Enjoy it. Live it. You have problems because you want those things, and those things are not yours. It's not been given to you. When it will be given to you, you'll get it, and you'll walk into it very easily. You won't even notice. You're not even going to sweat about it. I am a witness of that. Seriously. I want to be like you. That is your problem. I don't want to be like you or him or her. Like nobody. I want to be like him and whatever he tells me. Yeah. He gave me a duplex with rats. That's it. Just be happy. You sleep the same way in your duplex, maybe even better than the one that is paying $500,000 for his house. Look. Some men really understand this. Yeah. You understand that God is not against these wonderful things. You could come here on a Bentley. The question is, did it come to you itself, or were you are striving towards it, stepping over people, lying, stealing to get these things? God does not say, I'm against these things. You can live. His kings lived in the palaces and had gold and silver. None of them said that David went to work for gold because he ran out of gold. Gold would come to him on carts. They'd bring it. Where do we place it? Over there. Okay. You understand what it is when the Lord opens the doors. If he doesn't open it, don't open it yourself. I beg you. You will cry and not sleep and just really have a horrible time. At least you'll have a wonderful house and a wonderful car in your driveway, but you will not have life. Really. You understand what images are? Lying images. Faulty images. You know what religion did? Religion said all the rich people are going to hell. No, that's idiot talk. The people that hunger the love of money, that they live it, they're jealous, they're after it. These are the ones that might have a serious problem with salvation. Because they have nothing else. This is the only drive. This is the only thing that separates them from other people. If you take that car or the house away, that's it. He's no longer there. He went and hung himself. Because that was all his life. That's it. Image was taken away and I no longer exist. That is not your image. How many times did I see these Christians that during the time of the boom, market boom, they were so happy, charismatic, so full of life. All of a sudden, you know, crash comes, all three homes were taken away. He's so sad, that's it. God is nowhere around. There's no anointing, that's it. I don't believe into anything, that's it. I am leaving the church. People left churches, left everything. I know personally a couple of families that put an end to it all because they made that their priority. These images, the images of this world, those were their priorities. Use these things and have them, but never hunger or thirst for it. It'll come to you. First of all, seek the kingdom of heaven and the righteousness and everything else. Everything that you need will be added on to you. If it's not been given to you for right now, relax. You don't need it at the moment. You know how you live right now at peace? If you will stop doing those things that the Lord is not leading you into, he's not asking you, and you will just living according to the things that you have and be happy with that. No, for 3 years you were living in a normal apartment and you were happy, and now you bought something for yourself, and now you don't have life, you dropped the church, no ministry, now he is paying off the things that are not even his. It was never his and never will be his. This is my land. I say no, stop paying for it. You'll see the landlord will come, and the one who owns the land, he'll come and take it away. Oh, I paid off my house. Ha, ha, ha. The land is not yours. You have to pay taxes for it, and your grandchildren will pay for it still. This is a completely American thing. I'm not sure how it is in other countries for our virtual churches. I have no idea how it works for them. It goes into different countries, many different countries. Look. Remember, God does not allow you to see his physical image, because as soon as people see his physical image of God, they create cult. Religion is false image. You know why your relatives kicked you out, they shun you? Because you don't match their images. Why don't you listen? They don't accept you. You're outside of context. You behave differently. You preach differently. Why? I'm not preaching differently. This is my variation. This is my image, the way the how the Lord showed me it's going to work for me. For you, something else will work. I beg you, cut everything away out and say, Lord, what should I do? You'll start speaking with God and, you know, things will change. It's easy to just sit there half asleep and say, God, what did God say today? I should listen to the preachers, go to conferences, get filled with God. What does he tell you? Really? Did he show you something? God is not allowed to see his image. Deuteronomy 4:15. And that day when the Lord was speaking to you, therefore, when the Lord was speaking to you from the midst of the fire, and you saw no form, and the Lord said, I will not allow you to see my form. You know, if people see a physical image or a form, they create a cult. When children enter into the spirit realm and they go from glory to glory, they are transformed. Listen. Two people, there is a fleshy person, that person that doesn't know God, and the person that is born from above. One of flesh wants to see the fleshy images. Fleshy churches, they have to have fleshy images, icons, candles, Mary, or rituals, and, you know, incense and whatnot. Why? Because these are images. This is a cult of religion. Do not worry. With other people, they have head coverings and skirts and certain books that they read and things that they sing. Images are everywhere. You can't run away. If it's a cult, there's an image. We serve the invisible God. Apparently, he's very visible if we look at you. The letter that is read by everybody. No, the one everybody recognizes it, but nobody wants to read it. How is the world controlled? The world is controlled quite unique. I want to reveal to you this image, how the world is controlled. First of all, Lucifer puts these images. You know that this world was created without images. We'll go a little bit further. You'll say, how easy. All the images were created by the spirit of the sage. You know why Lucifer came and he did what with Jesus? He was showing him things. You understand, right? He was showing the kingdom of this world, the glory of this world. What is this? What is this? Where is it coming from? He was showing him. He was showing him images. He says, you want this? Come on. I'll give it to you. He was taking him, he was showing him things, he was investing, putting his images into him. Same thing with us. How is the world controlled? Lucifer places these images, images of popularity, riches, influence, beauty, image also of the church, of holiness, image of a like a clergy, and on and on. This is why they say, I don't listen to him because he doesn't look like a pastor. Who told you how a pastor should look this way or a certain way? Really? Who told you that a pastor has to... Who told you that it has to be even a man? Really? Who told you that it has to be only a woman or whatever? Maybe it's going to be three people and they'll take turns speaking and sharing the same revelation. You know, we've created so many different images and different forms, and if something doesn't match, we say, that's not it. Afterwards, these images that have been created by Lucifer, they are sold by the spirit of the sage. Listen, do you want to be rich? You know, riches. The devil says, beauty is this, it's this. Being, you know, a certain physique. Beauty is some sort of car. It's a jet plane. It's a servant. You know, the image of riches. You open up these magazines and you see these rich people, posh lifestyles, drinking tea and whatnot. I have nothing against teas. I know girls drink tea. Go ahead, drink it. Continue drinking tea and coffee. I drink it all. I drink coffee with milk. You know what I tell you? Drink the things that you like, okay? Not because someone is telling you to drink it. I'm not trying to offend anybody. I'm just talking. And I got into our tea drinking team. I'll go and to the tea room and drink tea with you together. We're going to eat scones and drink tea for Jesus. Relax, relax. It's okay, girls. We're home, right? It's a big family. Look. And then what the devil does. He sells these images, and then he tells you, you want to be popular and influential, you need this car, house, influence, you need a servant, you need this, you need that, you need this wardrobe, you need this designer, this design should, you know, design all of these. All these designers are a little bit interesting. Do not irritate me. Do not irritate the man in me, please. Go away. Designers. Never mind. You understand where I'm heading with this. These images, then they are sold, and now the devil says, you want this? Yes. Do you believe that this is the image of success? Yes. Now, strive to achieve this. And by striving towards this, you sell your whole life, your soul. Some people say to sell your soul, you need to sign some sort of contract. No. To sell your soul. You have to turn that way and head in that direction. That's when you sell your soul. You have to understand, I didn't sign a contract with the devil. You've been living according to the princess bills of the devil. You're trying to achieve his images and you're dreaming to step over all these heads to achieve these things and be next to certain people. On the ladder of success. Look. All images are sold for those that are willing to serve the spirit of the stage. From the very childhood, they taught us to desire certain things, and often we don't even need it. It's a desire of somebody's image. You understand before? Can you imagine? We lived in former USSR or USSR. You didn't even know what it is, a Bentley. You knew what a beat-up car is. That's it. I know what hay is, what salo, which is curd, pork fat is. And imagine what you wanted in your life. You wanted to change your cow for Zhigul, which is a Russian car. Because in our village, this was wonderful. Drive this clean car. And somebody's on the horse. You understand how we are so messed up, all of us. And then into a calm life, the gates to the west have been opened. And here I am. I live here now. Again, I say, that's not the thing. The thing is in your priorities of your heart or your life. Two people can stand there. One person is just received it as a gift, as something that the daddy wants to give you. The other living and striving to get it and gave his whole life to achieve all these things. I beg you, do not follow that path. Today we're just switching our priorities, again, reminding ourselves who we are. You can live and enjoy your life. I never say this. Guys, it's going to be strange for you to walk around in Valenki, which is a Russian shoe, and it's going to be strange to ride around in a donkey with a carriage. And here you are, driving that thing, going onto Highway I-5. Showing you're turning left. You're merging. People still drive like that back over there. They don't even worry. At least in some places they do. And even in America, they still drive like that in some places. Really. There are many different places here. But from the very childhood, we've been taught to desire things which often we don't even need. We don't need this. We don't need that. Or this. But I want it. Because that is a status. It's a status quo. When that's going to be your status, you'll have it. You'll understand, right? If it's going to be your status, Just like with King David, they brought the gold and said, where do we place all of this? All of the stuff, all the jewelry, all the things that have been given, where do we place it? He had so much money, he said, I'm going to build a temple for the Lord. Really, he had nothing else to do with all that stuff. And this image, and we desire certain things. You know, if you... Your desire, like I said, is exclusively based upon an image. If I take away this image, the desire will leave you. If there's no desire, then there's no temptation. Haha. We've talked about this. Every temptation is based upon desire. Desire is based upon an image. If there's no image, there's no desire, there's no temptation. Happy life. Have you seen a bear? He was digging like holes. What if there's going to be a flood? And he's digging, and another bear's looking. He's ready for hibernation. He says, what are you doing? They said, death is coming. Have you noticed? You know, I love the world of God. You know, when you need to leave the ship, the rats will show you that we need to jump ship. When earthquake, the dog itself will ask to go outside. I know, we had dogs. Before earthquake happens, before it even begins, even a couple of hours before, animals like dogs, for instance, they want to leave the building. You know that all of God's creation is connected to God besides us, everyone but us. With us, it's all different. Works completely different. We're smart. Why do we need to trust God? We're going to build our own stuff. We'll create bunkers. You look at all of this, and we live in this world full of vanities, vain. The life has been given to you by God to enjoy it, to raise up your children, do the things that you've been called to, and you are digging and digging and digging away for yourself. And someone's driving their simple car. And he is more happy than you. You understand what I'm saying? Than the one that... Now we're going to, not only they're, you know, digging up bunkers for themselves, they're going to make it, you know, multi-floors in there. Our whole life is concentrated upon living according to the standard of this world, according to their images. You know why we, you know, the world went crazy, because there's so many different images. Before images, before pictures, before magazines, while we still had our, you know, old-fashioned movies, you know, classics, and now the movies are done differently. You see Transformers, and they transform robots. And then you see, and there's a commercial of a car, and everybody wants this Camaro, Chevy Camaro. You understand how images work, right? They hooked you on it. In that, from that movie, they've called it, you know, it's all these invisible images. It's like you see, but yet you do not see. And then you want all of these things. They use it in advertisement. Why? Because you were watching it. Now you want these images. This car. Why? Because you saw it and you thought it was cool. It's not a cool car. It's a Camaro. It's not that even great of a car anyway. I just discouraged you just now. Maybe you wanted it. I'm sorry. Okay. Through image, desires come. Desire comes. Through desire, control happens through desire. Control, and then if there are any images, then there's no desires, and at the end, there's no control. You're controlled by images. Desires. They're controlling you. Look, if there is no desire, then there is no control. And for every control, you need images that will call out the desire. God desires to give you the secrets and hidden mysteries of the universe. Mysteries and hidden things of the universe. You know what God told me? He said, son, I want to give you mysteries and hidden things, but they're all outside of this image. You have to come out of it all. You have to become crazy according to the opinion of this world. You have to become absolutely incorrect according to their way of thinking. You have to give God an opportunity to paint his pictures in you. When we're born, right away, we're tattooed by the images of this world. Invest the things that we desire. They've been invested into us. I want this, I want that. You sure you want this? Or you want this because you saw it, you talk to those people you want there, and then they showed it to you. You are made up from the wrong things. Look, in God, everyone is different. You know that God does not, you know, put us all together as one. We're all original and a masterpiece. Even twins, they have different characters, or even quadruplets or whatnot. They're all different. Just because you have similar DNA and you have the same face, you're completely the same. No, everything is different. Different character. You have to understand God has no copies. With him, everything is an original. Give him. He says, son, you know, he told me one time, he said, son, you're going to be stuck in old if you will not renounce from these old things and you will not see my image. You think, he says, you think everyone that opened up new denomination, they wanted to turn in into the same thing that was before them. Why did they get to that place anyway? Because they didn't have any other images or blueprints from the Lord. I remember these battles between Baptists and Pentecostals. I remember all these church wars. I remember what was happening with Orthodox and on and on and on. There was this battle. Why? Why? Why do we need it? There aren't any stereotypes in God. God, Jesus didn't come to give you whatever it is you wanted. He says, Sonny, I gave you to free you from these desires. You understand me? He says, Sonny, I didn't come to give you whatever it is you want because there is no end to your desires, really. I'm sure there are people here, women understand, as soon as you saw the best shoes, and everybody knows, the God and the husband know that it's not the last pair of shoes. No. Hallelujah. That's it. This is it. This is the last one, I promise. Right. Go ahead. Well, why not? God came to free you from earthly desires. Look, when desires come, you start living exclusively from those things that are required by you. Look, I'm not saying that if you have 50 pairs of shoes and 10 cars, it's bad. No, I'm saying if you have 50 pairs of shoes and all these cars, that, how should I say this? Did he give it to you, or is this your whole life? You're striving towards it. You are hungry for it. You need it. You are making this your life. This is your image.
Or is you need it. You know, I've seen a show one time where they took a person and they looked at the person and decided what the person needs to survive. And a person needs very minimum things to survive. To be happy, you need very minimum things. Have you seen that show? United States of America. Have you seen that show? No. Well, there they show and discuss what is happiness. They took the rich people and the poor people, and they said that happiness is to be happy here on earth. You just need maybe $70,000 coming from two incomes. That's all you need. Everything is included in vacations, everything that a person needs. The new things, if you want something new, and for entertainment. you need $70,000 for a family. You have all of that. When you they show that show to me, you know, we're happy. You've just been bothered by something that you want but you can't have. It's very simple. You're happy. You're happy the way you are right now. You just want something that you don't need. Have you noticed that you grow into things that you need by yourself? Tell me, why do you drive a car right now? Because it's not, you know, to show around, but you need it to get here. It can be simple, some, you know, regular car. You just need a car to get around. Everything that we need, it comes itself. And we don't need these images.
Look.
Because you want things that you don't have enough of. And lack, you want something, you're having a lack, it means you have a limit. A limit is based on the image, and the image tells you you're having enough and you want more. And that's where you get all your problems.
1 John 2:15.
Do not love the world for the things in the world. If you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you. Remember Gideon? You know, guys just sitting there. Angel comes up to him and he tells him, he speaks his image. And Gideon does not believe him. He said, I cannot do that because I am small and last, I'm poor. Who did put that image into him?
Кто сказал ему, что он может и чего он не может?
Кто сказал? Who told him that?
Смотри, всякий раз, когда ты говоришь, Бог, я не достоин.
Every time you say I'm not worth of this or I can't do this, you put limits.
Ты не имеешь права это делать.
You're not allowed to do that.
Ты не можешь говорить ему, что я не могу.
Tell him what you can, what you cannot do.
If
he said that you can, you must.
Он тебе сказал, сделай.
If he says, do
встань,
it,
иди.
Get up, go.
Бог перерисовывает даже правила войны. Смотри на Давида.
Is removing
completely он берет все образы, он говорит, я буду тренировать тебя. Почему
look
Давид был
David,
таким?
Said,
потому что его учил Бог.
He will train him.
Его учил лично
David
Бог.
Himself.
Ты хочешь быть успешной личностью?
You want to be successful
что
individual?
Тебе Бог сказал?
What did God
что
tell you?
Показал?
What did he show you?
Я вам честно говорю, родные мои,
I'm telling you, we are all poor because if I'm your teacher,
я вам честно говорю, я умоляю Бога
перерисовать
все наши форматы. Я призываю тебя вообще к другому формату. У тебя должно быть, ты ищешь влияние на 500 человек, а Бог говорит, я хочу тебе дать нации.
Но из-за твоего шаблона я не могу тебе ее дать,
потому что нация не вмещается в твое здание, которое у тебя в голове.
Fit into the image of the building that you have.
Я хочу тебя сделать богатым для моего царства.
He wants to make you rich for his kingdom.
Я хочу сделать тебя финансово независимым ни от кого. Он хочет. Но я не могу тебе дать, потому что для тебя богатство это 100 000 в год.
Being rich is 100,000 a year.
Кто-то понимает?
Do you understand what I'm saying?
И Бог говорит, я хочу убрать все шаблоны.
I want to remove all the images so that I can start working with you.
Как мир уникально создан Богом.
How is the world so uniquely created by God? It has no
мир
image.
Мир творения Божьего не движется на образах. Вы заметили?
God's world doesn't move by the images.
Она
have you seen the nature?
То, что ей нужно
it has сегодня. What it needs for today.
У ласточки нет пять гнезд на всякий
that
случай.
That bird like, doesn't have several nests
вот
in case
летает.
Something happens.
Там все остальные уже птенцов делают, а она летает.
And it flies, poor bird, creating more nests. God says in Matthew, I don't have time to read enough, it says in Matthew 6:24, it says 6:24, it says no one can serve two masters, the person will hate one master and love the other, or will follow the one master and refuse to follow the other. You cannot serve both God and worthy riches.
Поэтому говорю вам, не заботьтесь о том, что есть что пить для поддержания жизни вашей. Не о поддержке для тела вашего, ведь жизнь значит больше пищи, а тело одежды.
Is more than clothes. Look at the birds in the air. They don't pair, plant, or harvest, or store food in barns. You know, some people say, when will you give it to me? God already gave everything to us. We're not looking to the, in the right direction. We're not seeing correct things. I just want to calm you down. I just want to calm you down. Remove all images in your mind. And you should live a very happy life.
И все, что ты сейчас имеешь,
and everything that you have right now,
это то, что Бог тебе подарил.
Is what God gave you. Be happy.
Будь благодарен ему.
Be thankful.
Вы знаете, что в моей личной жизни,
you know, in my personal life, every day, I wake up, no matter where I go, that war with images. It's a war with images every day. Every day you live a day and you created an image of yesterday's day. Why do we refuse the yesterday, the old, and strive for new?
Скажи ему, Бог, служение в моей жизни будет то, что ты скажешь. Я пойду так,
that my ministry will be what you want me to be.
Бог хочет тебе тайный секрет, Он хочет взять тебя из тела, Он хочет ходить с тобой по небу.
Your body. He wants to take you
walk
with you in heaven. He wants to hug you.
Почему Он это не делает?
Why can't He do it right now? Because
we
don't accept Him in that.
Мы не ждем Его.
We don't wait for Him.
Мы не даем Ему сделать шедевр. Мы ждем, чтобы Он коснулся нас, как Ее, Его и Его.
We wait for God to touch us like such that person and that person. Every day war of images, because I have the image. If I have the image, I will have a limit. I don't have the image, I don't want anything. I strive for things that He shows me. And as you make Him your teacher,
don't be the second generation.
We have a real chance right now. Right now we have a real chance for this generation to come out of the old world. Grandparents were.
Бог говорит, я хочу вам дать вообще вне образа что-то.
I want to give you something beyond the image. I want to open completely new things to you. Will you accept it? Will you agree for it?
Или вы будете жить и рыть опять свои ноги?
Or will you
do the things that
your grandparents did? Or do you want to become a leader like your grandfather was?
Потом разберется, что есть вообще церковь последнего времени. Отец, ты жаждешь того, а отец, я тоже стучал,
I was praying, I was saying, I'm called, but you have to know what you're called for. You feel that calling, but you don't know where to go. He said, close your eyes and pray out to me and I'll show you your image. He said, I want to give each and one of us a life, crazy life, but will you be ready for that crazy life? Will you be able to recreate the history? I want to. You're the original, don't destroy it. Amen. Let's stand up. Everything's very simple. Today wasn't something crazy. It wasn't my plan. My plan was to give you more understanding to where you're going. If you are right now striving for something, you know that you're striving for wrong things. You say, how is it? Did it God showed you
that.
If he did, then move in that. And don't care who goes against you.
If God told you that,
if he told you go, then go. You know, when I started, when God told me to go, I started going, and people just told me crazy things. And every day I wake up and he says, son, erase the old. Erase the old, because where I'm taking you, it doesn't, it's not based on yesterday's image. It's based on my dream. And what if God calls you to live all your life, and only after your life you will realize who you are, or after your death? Just ask very quietly. Say, God, please help me remove all the images of this world. Help me destroy all the images of this world. I want to go what you're showing me. You know how hard it is to be a person not in time, or part of this, looking at time and seeing how we are walking the same circles around the mountain. These images that the devil created.
Love,
I ask you,
I want to be fresh bread.
I want to be a clean page. I want to be new
wineskin.
Pour new into
me. And
I ask you, Father, raise up
your body.
Please touch this generation yourself. Second generation, third generation. I want to stand with those who know you personally, with those who speak with God individually. I want to be there where your kids are, where your home is. I give you everything. Everything, I'm yours. Take me away from you. I don't want anything that is not from you. I want to live like those words that you spoke about. I want to live like those flowers and those creatures that you created that don't have to care about anything. Birds don't have depression. Flowers don't suffer from depression. They just live. Ask you, please touch this generation. But these images that are in us, they have to be taken out. And we give them to you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Please take your seats.
Я тебе скажу то, что сказал
мне. I want to tell you something that Jesus told me. Same thing.
Ты обречен на то, что было перед тобою, если ты не дашь мне уничтожить.
You will have the same destiny as it was previous before you. If you don't let me destroy your images, you will be same as previous someone.